Hear the complete March 10th Montgomery County Board of Supervisors report. Visit the interview library at kcsifm.com. Following that meeting, KCSI spoke with Chair of the Board, Charlotte Schmidt. She tells us more about the new business handled during that meeting.
New business: approved Midwest Alarm Service contract for fire alarm monitoring for the courthouse elevator. Initial payment $700 and then $900 for the initial 36-month term. Tell me what action took place there.
We have to have it. It's the law. We have at our church, we have an elevator, and it has an alarm button. And the button works, but the alarm doesn't work. And so the elevator guys, you have to have it fixed by this date.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then you have 10 days. And then if you don't, we shut you down. And so this is law. So, yes, basically it's a contract that we have to have in order for the elevator to work properly.
Okay. That was approved unanimously?
That was approved unanimously.
Then claims payable for Wednesday, March 11th, $250,404.29.
Well, there was a handwritten, so it was actually $250,439.29.
Okay.
Okay, we had a handwritten one after that was printed.
Approved unanimously?
Approved unanimously, yes.
Then you had monthly reports for February 28th. You had the treasurer's semi-annual ending fund balance, $14,570,436.54.
Approved unanimously.
Sheriff's report of fees, $5,523.13.
Approved unanimously.
And then the recorder's report of fees, $18,884.10.
Approved unanimously.
Okay. Resolution 2026-14 regarding the non-renewal of software and managed IT services fiscal year 26 for the recorder's office exception. Tell me what that is.
Okay, so we are changing from Solutions to Tyler, and so we have to give them so many days notice, and it has to be, we have to give them the notice by the 31st of this month.
Okay.
But the recorder is going to stay on with Solutions because it's not going to, Recorders is not going to get onto Tyler's till next year.
Okay.
So anyway, so that's why we had to do it this way. And then with the exception of the recorder's office, and we will do a contract with Solutions for her for a year. So.
Okay.
And that was approved unanimously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Suspension of taxes for 2025 payable, 2627 per Iowa code. This is for 1150 U.S. Highway 34, Emerson. Tell
yeah,
me what's going on.
Yeah, and that is that we've done this before, and this is for somebody that financially SSI. So it's just deferred. It's just a suspension. It's not an abatement. It's not an abatement. It's just, and until the person can, get financially on the ground, but the taxes will be paid.
Okay. Discuss a request for letter of support from Scott Wheeler, Lawrence Welk Show.
Yeah. He wanted a letter, a resolution that we support the Lawrence Welk. He's sending it to all the counties and all over the United States.
For what purpose?
Just because of public television's getting their funding cutting. And so anyway, because Lawrence Welk has been on for so long that when we read the email, it doesn't really state exactly, but they just wanted support so that they could probably, if they're going to cut the Lawrence Welk Show because of funding, that maybe all of our letters or resolutions would show support. But we did not take any action on this.
Okay.
So,
thanks to Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt, for her time and that information. That was following the March 10th meeting of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors.